Transportation will come to order and welcome everybody and we'll make this very short and sweet today. And so what I'm going to do is open a work session on the adoption of committee rules. And Patrick?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee rules that you have in front of you are the standard rules that are going to apply to all the committees during this supplemental session. They are, for most purposes, identical to the rules the committees operated under during the 2009 session, with the exception of slightly accelerated time frames for minority report processing. But that's just to reflect the fact that we have 3 weeks rather than 5 months to work under. So the timelines are all in there. Just so any members that want to bring a minority report, staff is ready to work to help meet these timelines, if that is the case, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right, I entertain a motion.
I move the adoption of the Transportation Committee rules.
Thank you. Representative Gilman moves adoption of the committee rules. Any objections? Seeing none, the rules are adopted. And I'll close the work session on rules adoption and open a work session on the introduction of committee members. Oh. We're going to have a formal hearing on the on introduction of committee members. So
the PowerPoint, could we start it now?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a minority report on that.
And given we are a little short on committee members, we can, if everybody just wants to have something briefly they want to say or not, we can let you. So if you want to start down there.
Okay, just introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm Representative Doherty, and this is my first special session. I'm out of House District 35, which encompasses most of the city of Tigard and surrounding areas.
I'm David Edwards. I represent House District 30, which encompasses Greater Hillsboro, North Plains, and Roy and Verbort in Washington County. And I'm continuing on the committee from the 2009 session.
I'm Mike Schaffler, State Rep from House District 48, Happy Valley, out of Southeast Portland. I'm growing my beard like this because I'm trying to get the representative to put me in his movie.
It's a long shot.
There you go. I start somewhere.
Representative George Gilman, this will be my last session. I've enjoyed transportation very much. Thanks.
Representative Call.
Are we just introducing ourselves?
Yes.
I'm Representative Call. And I enjoyed very
that
much.
Says it all.
I enjoyed very much this committee. We did really good work during the regular session. I hope to continue that good work for the next 20 some days.
Okay. And I'm Deborah Boone. I represent House District 32, the beautiful upper left coast of our state. And I learned something new about a couple of my colleagues today. Representative Doherty is 100% Irish, and don't hold it against her, though. And she doesn't like Swedes. And Representative Call.
No, I just said I will not date Swedes.
She will not date Swedes.
Well,
I'm not too worried, yeah. I'm no longer worried. Representative Call is a quasi-constituent of mine. He, his family has property in Manzanita. And I am also continuing on this committee, and George, I'm going to miss you big time. And I hope that I get appointed to this committee if I win my reelection.
Thank you. And Terry Beyer, state representative from Springfield. And this is my fifth session in transportation. So I either was trying to get something accomplished and and maybe finally did that, or I don't know. But and I have enjoyed working with Representative Gilman. When he was chair, I had two sessions, one session to work with you as chair. And now him as my vice chair, it's been a pleasure. And we are going to miss him. And with that, I will go ahead and move to an introduction of committee bills. Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The three LC drafts we have before you. We have heard these drafts on several occasions, it seems, now. Although it should be pointed out that at least the third one, the first one, LC 140, that's the kind of omnibus bill that we're working with, has a couple of additions that are in it from the previous version, two of which were spoken about at the January meeting but hadn't been adopted in there. They were the addendum to the move over law, where we stated that it's the applicable speed limit rather than the posted speed limit, rather than the bill that we passed, which was the bill we passed in 2009. The second change was bonding authority for Travel Information Council, so that they can do improvements, building improvements at rest areas. And the third one, I apologize, I'm not particularly knowledgeable on. It's something to do with natural gas, access to natural gas fueling stations that the governor's office spoke to some of you about this morning. But I have not had a chance to look at this since this morning to go over that. But it was my hope that they'd spoken to all of you. Maybe yes. That's not the case.
Representative, you're entertaining a motion, Madam Chair?
I am entertaining a motion.
I move the following LC drafts be introduced as committee bills: LC 140, dated January 25th, 2010, LC 146, dated December 8th, 2009, and LC 208, dated January 5th, 2010.
Thank you. Representative Call moves that LC 140, dated January 25th, LC 146, dated December 8th, 2009, and LC 208, dated January 5th of 2010, be introduced as committee bills. Any discussion? Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the bills will be, LCs will be introduced as committee bills. And I'm looking forward to the discussion on the committee bills when the time comes. And with that, unless someone has anything that they would like to say, we are adjourned.